I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Degenovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Ooh, we got lots to talk about, David, including the Sandy City Mayor's race. Did you hear that they decided last night? Here I thought we were in for a long, you know, haul of lawsuits and months of indecision. And then of 5 minutes, the city council's like, yeah, Monica Z is our new mayor.
We're so done with this. Let's just make a decision. We'll live with it. If we have to have another election in a few years, so be it. We're going to have one anyway. All right. It's 9:07. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
Now, every morning you hear about the three things you should know. These are the three things that Debbie is going to force feed you. It's what she wants you to know.
Countdown three.
Well, we've got outrage in Wisconsin. The man now charged with running over and murdering five people at that holiday parade is also accused of running over the mother of his child, Dave. Just weeks ago in a gas station parking lot in the same red SUV. It's like, what? Obviously, clear threat to society. He has a long criminal history. We're going to go in depth on that. How in the world was he allowed to spring himself from jail on bail for only $1,000 after he ran over the mother of his child in a gas station parking lot? And now at that parade, all those people are dead.
Well, and I don't say this flippantly, but it was a dry run. It was obvious that this man was a danger. He was a danger behind the wheel. And you said the bail was $1,000.
Yep.
Let's wrap our head around that for a minute. You try to run somebody down. Now, it's not just somebody. It was the mother of his child, as you said. And then the jail, like, I don't know, $1,000 should get you out. That is ridiculous and offensive.
Countdown to.
Have you seen all of those smash and grab burglaries in San Francisco? It's like a
crazy
mob scene of people running into, I think it was Nordstrom, and then the Louis Vuitton store and other stores ransacked, not by just a couple of dudes in masks. We've got swarms and swarms of bandits running in these stores. Free $500 purses for everybody.
Whoa. Did you say $500 purses?
What?
Those exist? $500 purses?
At the Louis Vuitton store. Well, they did exist at the Louis Vuitton store in San Francisco. Dave and I are going to take you to the Golden City for that dark trend that's going on. We're also going to reveal the crazy shoplifting schemes right here in our own backyard in Utah. Here's one scheme, Dave, I haven't heard of before. It's called boosting. We're going to go in depth on boosting.
He's going to do is he's going to collect the theft item from the person that steals it, and he's going to go sell it on eBay for, like, you know, $300.
We barely even blink at shoplifting. Like, do we even care? Do we even prosecute it? My daughter works in retail. She has several shoplifting stories. Oh, yeah. Do you know what they are told to do if you're working?
Ignore it.
Ignore it. Hands off. Don't confront. Just let them walk out. There are people loading up cart full of stuff, just pushing it straight out through the doors without paying. It's something we need to address.
Launch countdown one.
Out of the gates, get ready to cast your vote. Kick it or keep it. We're talking about rank choice voting. It was on the edge of becoming a disaster in Sandy City's mayoral election. At least that was my take yesterday when we were talking about it on the show. The council refusing to certify the mayor's race because only 21 votes separated those top two candidates. And then Capitol Hill swarms in and weighs in on this new ranked choice voting law. And then last night, the council approved the new mayor last night in about 5 minutes. The new mayor, Monica Z, called Utah's Morning News this morning. They were the first out of the gates for an in-depth interview with her. And here's what she told them, Tim and Amanda, about ranked choice voting. She says, yeah, it needs a review.
There's definitely some housekeeping we need to do in our state to improve how it is conducted.
Okay, I waited. I watched it unfold. I'm ready to make a ruling on ranked choice voting. This is an unnecessary headache. This is trying to fix something that wasn't broken. Let's just have two candidates. Maybe you want to throw in a third one. Great. And let's just vote. Whoever gets the most votes wins. I don't need this like progressive scale and you take half these votes and you move it over to this other column. It's insane. We're done with ranked choice voting.
Dave and Genevieve.
The launch.
Commence.
Utah's top local story. Special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
I watched the vote last night, Dave. I watched it happen. It was just a matter of minutes, yet after a couple of days of controversy, Sandy City has a new mayor. Her name is Monica Zoltansky. Oh, what's the audience?
All nine people, very excited. Very excited.
So last night, the city council finally certifying that election. It was a bit of a wild controversy over that new way of voting called ranked choice voting. And now the question we're going to be asking this morning is, will Sandy City and even other cities keep it or kick it?
Okay, if you don't know what ranked choice voting is, say me and Debbie are running, but then Boyd is also running for something. And you say, well, I like Dave obviously the most. And then Boyd second most. But that doesn't mean I don't like Debbie. So Debbie's third. And then they just kind of have this weird algorithm of moving
people
around.
And then Debbie
wins. And then next thing you know, I'll be darned, Debbie does win. There is a world where Debbie wins. That's ranked choice voting. It's a headache. And yesterday we learned that only 21 votes separated the top two candidates.
Yep.
Now, shockingly enough, 21 votes, that wasn't enough to trigger a recount.
Not under the law.
Yeah. The law says it's some, like, you know, algorithm, right?
I think it's 19.
19. Like, it depends on how many people vote. That's how it gets triggered. But anyway, at least for this election, the magic number was 19. So if you don't think your vote mattered, you two people, you could have been the difference.
Wrong. Okay, Monica Z, the new mayor of Sandy City, called Utah's Morning News. I was listening in the newsroom to her live interview about an hour and a half ago. And she admitted to Tim and Amanda, Dave, that she's not a fan of ranked choice voting. And in about 4 minutes, we're going to take live phone calls from our listeners because I want them to weigh in, to kick it or keep it. If you had it in your own city, you know what it's all about. If you didn't, maybe you have an opinion. Anyways, 801-575-TALK is the number to call. Listen to what she told Utah's Morning News. She said, in fact, she didn't even vote for it when she was on the city council. And thinks this, you know, state has some housekeeping to do with this law, or the city does too.
We'll be discussing it, looking at it very closely, and surveying our voters' opinions. I can tell you from, as a grassroots candidate knocking on doors in our city, there's a lot of confusion, a lot of hesitation, and a lot of resistance to ranked choice voting. I saw a survey where there's 90% approval of ranked choice voting, and I can tell you that's not the sentiment in Sandy.
I'll tell you this, my least favorite form of government is the governing of solutions in search of a problem, right? Like, was this a problem? Was anyone yelling for this? No. Let's try it out. Let's see how we like it. Oh, we hate it.
We? I don't know if that's true.
We hate it.
I don't know if that's true. Speak for yourself, Noriega. 801-575-TALK. Do you agree with Dave? Do you hate ranked choice voting? Kick it or keep it. 801-575-TALK. Looking forward to your votes. Talking to you live straight ahead.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news. Utah's top local story. Special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
You know, I've been a resident of the beautiful city of Cottonwood Heights for 26 years. And this year, Dave, I sat down at the kitchen table with my ballot and I voted ranked choice in this last election cycle. And I thought it was super simple. But Sandy City's mayor race really lays out the confusion at the tail end that I hadn't anticipated. 21 votes separating those two top candidates. City Council refusing initially to certify the election. I did think we were gearing up for a long legal battle until last night. And in about 5 minutes, they're like, no, Monica Zoltansky is the mayor.
You don't like confusion. No one likes confusion. And especially when you're running a race, that's the last thing you want to deal with. Like, who's the winner? How close was it? Okay, so it was only separated by 21 votes.
Yeah.
21 votes, and the lieutenant governor weighed in on this, and the reason the lieutenant governor weighs in on this is because she's over elections. Like, that's one of the duties of the lieutenant governor. She weighed in, even though this was a city election, said, listen, 21 votes, it's not a close enough margin, right? You needed 19 votes, within 19 votes to trigger an automatic recount.
A full recount.
21 is too many.
We're getting to our phone lines, 801-575-TALK, kick it or keep it. Do you love it or hate it? I thought it was simple when I sat at the kitchen table, not anticipating the confusion that we saw in Sandy City. Representative Mike Winder, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're great. Now that we know you're a loyal listener of the Dave and Dujanovic show, so you just decided to call in and take a vote. Do we kick it or keep it? Do you love it or hate it?
You know, we keep it. I mean, the fact that the Sandy vote was close, we forget that there's plenty of traditionally counted vote races that are often close and close on a recount or not. And Mayor Z's right. We need to go to the statute and clean it up to add some clarification so that the lieutenant governor's direction is actually there. But ranked choice voting is wonderful, and it's super handy in three cases. One is on these city races, if they want to skip a primary and just do it all ranked choice voting at the end, like 23 cities do, they saved about 50 to 75 grand per city by not having to have a primary, and you didn't have a year-long slog of election. And as you mentioned, Debbie, it's super simple. The other place it'd be helpful, presidential primaries. How many times do you vote for a candidate in the fast-moving world of presidential primaries and your first-choice pick has dropped out by the time the race has rolled around to your state? And so with ranked-choice voting, your ballot wouldn't be spoiled. It'd just drop down to the next one. And then the third place is in these partisan primaries. Do you remember for governor last year how Spencer Cox in the Republican primary got 35% and John Huntsman was there and Greg Hughes? And there was this whole uncertainty of, well, he got a plurality. You'd never have that with ranked choice voting because the bottom candidate would drop off, their votes would roll up, and you'd eventually have a majority. So ranked choice voting is a wonderful way to empower voters, I think.
The one hiccup, though, that I thought was very clear in the Sandy City mayor's race, Representative Winder, was there were eight candidates on the ballot. Eight. Is that not too many? What if we did ranked choice voting, for example, in a primary, and then the top two vote getters went to the general?
I think there's some merit to that. And I think as we look at doing that for the partisan primaries, that's definitely the thing. In the old days, in the partisan primaries, you'd never have more than two on the ballot because they all went through convention. Now we have the signature pass, so we're seeing issues where you get three or four candidates on the ballot, usually not eight, gratefully. And so I think there is a place for ranked choice voting, and there is some tweak in the law we need to do, but it's just like vote by mail. It's another way to empower voters, and it's a wonderful way to make our democracy even stronger.
Well, I appreciate the point of view, and there are some reasons and ways that I agree. I think in a primary it would make a lot of sense. One of the problems, and this is kind of what you saw in the Sandy mm-hmm. City, is everybody's running, right? All eight are running. Well, there's probably only two or three that have a real chance at winning. So now you're dragging along five other candidates that likely don't really have a chance to win, but they're having to campaign the entire time. So it's kind of throwing, you know, money at the problem.
Stop bringing up good points, Noriega.
You're not going to really win.
No, and it is a good point. And one of the things I'm working with Senator Kurt Bramble on is we have a bill file opened is how do we tweak and reform ranked choice voting is when we go into the session January. And one of the things could be that is maybe cities have an option to have ranked choice voting in the primary and just send on two, or if they prefer to do it the way they did this year, they still can. And so we want to give some options to cities But we also want to look at ways like partisan primaries and presidential primaries where ranked choice voting can really make a difference. Sometimes you get a noisy plurality and that can drive the bus. And I think you saw that in the New Hampshire presidential primary in 2016, where you had the vast majority didn't want Donald Trump, but a noisy minority did. And that's how he won the winner take all. I think if you look back to 1992, the presidential, you never would have had Bill Clinton because Ross Perot siphoned enough votes away from George Herbert Walker Bush that Bill Clinton got in with 40-something percent. So there are times where we want to see a majority and not merely a plurality. And ranked choice voting, as you mentioned, Debbie, those who do it, it's pretty intuitive. Our voters are smart. You look at the ballot, you rank who you like, and if your top one gets knocked off in the first round, at least your second person has a chance. So it's pretty intuitive when you do it. But you're right, Dave. We need to fine-tune it a little bit, and this is an experiment right now.
Great conversation. Representative Mike Winder, thanks so much for being a loyal listener and jumping on the line when we called for phone calls. Kick it or keep it. Ranked choice voting is the question at hand after the hiccup they had in the Sandy City mayor's race. Bill from Ogden, you for it or against it?
I'm for it. Thank you.
Why?
I like it because it gives me choice. It discourages negative campaigns and gets politicians to go for broad approval versus being divisive. These other candidates that don't have a choice are still raising good points for other voters to consider. So I appreciate them being in the race as well.
Yeah, and I do like that because, again, you can't alienate everybody else. You can't scorch earth every candidate in the field. Now, is it all touchy-feely, huggy, lovey-dovey? I do want to know the differences, right? I don't want everyone to be vanilla ice cream. So, you know, nobody has an opinion. You're just trying to be the last man standing, right? Or woman standing.
Stephanie from Bluffdale, you're squeaking in as our last caller. How kick it or keep it when it comes to ranked choice voting?
I say keep it. There's so much political divisiveness that finding somebody more in the middle instead of these extreme ends. But the way our system is set up, that if you don't run as an extremist, you're almost guaranteed to not get in.
Yeah. And Stephanie, thank you for that phone call. And I think of all the arguments, that one right there resonates the most with me. In the primaries, typically when people are selected or candidates are selected, you do get the more extreme views, right? It's why when you talk to the Democratic Party, who are the darlings? It's Elizabeth Warren. It's Bernie Sanders, two of the most
outspoken
and extreme in their views as far as
best at marketing their views, too.
They're certainly very good at that.
They can get on camera quick.
But again, do they represent, does the extreme the extreme liberal beliefs that they have, does that represent the majority? No. Just like on the right side, you know, if you're talking about Josh Hawley or someone, sure, resonates with the base. But again, does it represent the Republican Party as a whole? No, it doesn't.
Ranked choice voting needs some tweaks, according to the new mayor of Sandy City. And you just heard Representative Mike Winder, call the show moments ago as well. So they're looking at least discussing whether or not to tweak some of the laws and rules surrounding ranked choice voting. We will continue to follow that story right here on KSL News Radio with our team of producers and reporters. Straight ahead, we're going to switch up to the outrage in Wisconsin. What we are learning about the man who ran or is accused of running over people at a Christmas parade in Waukesha was shocking this morning. We're going to tell you those details next.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.